The history of China's space industry dates back to the late 1950s. In this time, China has successfully designed and built their own satellites and launch vehicles. Their first rocket was launched in 1964, and their first successful satellite launch was on a Long March 1 rocket in early 1970. To date, China has used self-developed launch vehicles to launch over 20 satellites. These satellites, of different masses, were launched into various orbits and have been used for scientific experiments, communications, and Earth resources. China's space industry has devoted considerable resources to recoverable satellite technology and has so far enjoyed 100% success rate in the launch and recovery of 11 such satellites. It was 1985 when the Chinese government agreed to the marketing of commercial launch services to foreign countries. Business relationships established since include companies from Sweden, the United States, West Germany, France, England, and Australia. Australia has decided to use the Long March rockets to launch its second-generation satellites. This initiative has resulted in the first Western country signing a contract with the Chinese for the launching of a national communication satellite. Responsibility for China's launch service marketing, commercial negotiation and contract execution rests with the China Great Wall Industry Corporation, which is a company under the direction of the Chinese Ministry of Aeronautics and Astronautics. The Great Wall Industry Corporation's partners or subcontractors in China include the China Satellite Launch and TT&C General, the Beijing Huangyan Industry Corporation, the Shanghai Bureau of Astronautics, and the Chinese Academy of Space Technology. Located in Beijing, CLTC organizes and executes satellite launch operations, tracking and telemetry, flight control, and post-launch services. CLTC operates two launch centers located in Chukwan and Xichang. OSAT will be launching its two second-generation satellites on Long March rockets from the Xichang Launch Center in 1991 and 92. CLTC also has a satellite control center located in Xi'an, along with its tracking ships and a global tracking, telemetry and control network. The Beijing Huangyan Industrial Corporation is responsible for the development, production, and testing of launch vehicles. They provide on-site technical supervision and related technical data needed for the launch. The Long March series of launch vehicles are the major products of this company. BWYIC is a large, comprehensive corporation with 13 research institutes and 6 factories. It has the capability to independently develop, design, and test launch systems. The Shanghai Bureau of Astronautics is the research production base for the Ministry of Astronautics in the Shanghai area. Under its supervision are 10 research institutes and 12 factories. They undertake the development and production of the first and second stage structures and the third stage attitude control systems of the Long March 3 launcher, as well as inertia components and instruments for the guidance and stabilization systems. The Chinese Academy of Space Technology engages in the technological development of satellites. The research institutes and factories under CAST undertake the development, design, and production of various kinds of application satellites and scientific research satellites. The Academy also provides advanced technology for recoverable satellites. There are 4 main versions of launch vehicles in the Long March family, all of which use liquid propellants. These are the Long March 1, 2, 3, and 4. Long March 1 is a medium-sized 3-stage liquid rocket. It can be used to launch small satellites to low Earth orbit. Long March 2 is a 2-stage liquid rocket which can be used to launch various low Earth orbit satellites less than 2.5 tons. A modified version of LM2 is the LM2E, which has 4 strap-on boosters. The LM2E increases the payload capacity to about 9 tons, and it's the LM2E that will be launching OSAT second-generation satellites in 1991 and 92. Long March 3 is a three-stage liquid rocket which can carry a 1.4-ton satellite to geostationary transfer orbit. A modified version of the LM-3 will be capable of carrying a payload capacity of about 2.5 tons. The third stage engine of the LM-3 uses liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen as propellants and can be restarted. Long March 4 was first launched in September 1988 and is used for placing satellites into a sun-synchronous orbit. The Chinese state the objective of their commercial launch services as being to promote the cooperation and exchange of space technology worldwide by business association while contributing to the peaceful use of outer space for mankind.